Hello everybody, I'm Ben Loboff from Microsoft Open Technologies, and I'm going to walk you through getting started developing for Windows Phone 8 with Cordova, or as some of you may recall, it used to be called PhoneGap. You may still see that name around in places. So, getting started, first off, let's walk through some system requirements. You will need a Windows 8 machine in order to develop for Windows Phone 8, and you'll need Visual Studio to do your development on. Now, when we install the SDK here, the Windows Phone SDK is provided by Microsoft, and it's freely available. And not only is it freely available, it comes with a version of Visual Studio. This Visual Studio is designed specifically for developing for Windows Phone. So come here and download it and run through the installer. I'm not going to go through the install process because it's fairly well documented by Microsoft. Alright, and once that's done, we come back here, and we need to download Cordova itself. Now this is available on the PhoneGap.com website, so just click on this download link and it's going to download you an archive, and once that is finished downloading you should have a folder looking something like this, and we want to go into the lib directory. That's where you'll notice that there's a whole bunch of different platforms that Cordova supports. So we're interested primarily in the Windows Phone 8 since there's tutorials for it. Let's go in here. And we don't really care about anything in here except for this starter zip file. This starter zip file contains the templates that Visual Studio needs to actually build your application for you. So what we need to do is we need to put that into our Visual Studio templates folder, which you can find located under Documents, Visual Studio with your version. Then we go into the templates folder, and here we have project templates. Now this is what shows when you go to File, New Project. All we gotta do is grab the zip file and drag it into here. It does not need to be extracted at all. Visual Studio will simply read it as is. So now let's load up our Visual Studio. This is the Visual Studio for Windows Phone Edition. New project. And you'll see that Cordova Windows Phone 8 app is added to our list. So let's click OK to create a new application for us. Now this application that's being created is very simple. Just basically shows Cordova running, and looking through the list of files on the System Explorer, we see a www folder. This is the only real folder we need to worry about. This is where our application will live. As you can see, it's everything that you already know about HTML development. Now let's run it in the emulator and let's check it out. So as this is building, sometimes it can take a few seconds, and once it's done loading, you'll see that your emulator will pop up and Cordova will open, and then this demo app will simply tell us that it is connected to the emulator device and ready to go. There we are. Now something that is important for you guys to note is how you handle adding additional resource files. So let's take a look at that real quick. We'll stop this from running. And let's add an image down here to the www folder. So we're going to go add existing item. And documents, and I got a picture of this cute little puppy from WikiCommons. So here we see it loaded in here. And now this build action, this is very important here. So I want to show you guys this. Let's change it to anything else, it doesn't matter. And then let's copy the file name here, and let's add it to our application. This is just your regular IMG tag. Now remember, we added this over here. This is a resource. And when we rerun this again, we'll notice that there should be a broken icon, a broken image icon. And there it is, right there in the corner. So what's important to note here is that whenever you add a resource that you need to use inside of your app, you need to ensure here that the build action of anything that you use is set to content. If it's set to anything other than content, then you're not going to see it inside of your application. Notice that all the other ones say content on them. So let's change ours back to content. And let's run this again, and then we should see our image. Now the reason why this is because of the way that the files are included in the project. If they're not as content, then they're not actually accessible to any of our applications. our cute little puppy. Alright, well, thanks for watching. If you guys have any other questions, head out to the phonegap.com website. There's a great developer section up here. It tells you how to get started, lots of tutorials and other documentation. As well as there's a great community around this. You can connect with Google Groups, you can connect on IRC chat, or you can get support directly from the PhoneGap people themselves. All right, well, thanks for watching. Hope you have a great day.